welcome back to Zentertainment Talk Radio on the web at zentertainment.org. My name is Joe Davidson, and my guest today is Marielle Hemingway. Actually, it's Marielle, isn't it?
It is Marielle, but that's okay.
I don't know why.
I've heard very strange things.
Marielle Hemingway.
That was pretty good.
She's a model and actress. She's a writer and a health activist, the granddaughter of author Ernest Hemingway, and she's appeared in over 30 films, including Woody Allen's Manhattan, which earned her an Oscar nomination. She's been pursuing her passion for health and yoga for over 20 years, and I am so excited that she's on the show. I should just say you, because we've already heard your voice. So we're excited to have you on the show today to talk about a passion of yours, educating people about genetically modified foods and this film project you have coming up. So thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's, you know, whenever there's something that is so, you know, like close to my existence, really, you know, and I think that people don't realize when we talk about this subject of GMOs that it's close to everybody's heart and they don't understand that it is, you know, and I think that that's where it's people like yourself and myself to get out there to give people information, because everybody has the right to make choices in their life of what they eat and how they want to eat and how they want to take care of their health. But the most important thing is that we have the right to know.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is most people don't have an understanding of what GMOs are and what they do and how it's just, you know, it's like, to me, it's food without information from a very simplistic point of view. You know, it's food that has been genetic, it's been modified, it's been changed from its original form, and it basically doesn't have the nutrients, it's not nutrient-dense food, it's not good for you, even when it's an apple. So
right.
People need to know that this kind of chemical alteration of our food is detrimental to our health. And you know, whether you decide you want to continue eating them, that's your choice. But everybody needs to know.
GMO means genetically modified organism. So anytime you hear GMO, GMO, that's what it's meaning. What are some of the studies you know about that have shown information about GMO safety?
In my opinion, of course, big pharma or big agra has to be funding those, because it's a money-making proposition. I mean, you know, they said the same things about cigarettes back in the day.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that New York Times article about the same lawyers that, you know, fought tobacco, big tobacco, are going to fight this GMO issue, because it's really in the same kind of place. People don't want you to know that this is not good for you. But we need to, and you know, that's why the Prop 37 here in California is so critical, because it just gives people the chance to say, okay, that's genetically modified, I can or I cannot, you know, choose to eat that.
Right, and it's a common sense thing that if you buy something that's not a whole organic food, if you buy something that's, you know, been boxed or whatever, we deserve to have a label on it to know what we're eating. You know, make the choice you
Absolutely.
Want, but you deserve to know. And I find it really interesting. You know, there are some companies that have organic lines within their company that are actually fighting for, you know, they don't want people to know what's GMO. Now, if it's safe for you, this is why I think that any of the studies showing it's safe are skewed, because if something's safe for you, you just write it down. You don't care. You'll say, oh, you know, it's got grapes, it's got tomato juice, it's got, you know, you'll name it.
Right. Yeah, it's a very strange sort of environment that we live in where you don't know, you know, where we're under the auspices of government, who just wants to control how information is put out there so that it doesn't affect their business model. And that's really what it comes down to, bar none, is that, you know, it's about dollars. And that's kind of, it's very, very sad, but I think the health of our nation has always been sort of under this horrible shadow of people just wanting to make money,
right,
and people not thinking about the future. Now, I don't think everybody that works at Monsanto is an evil person, but I do believe that they're misinformed And, you know, I get emails from them, from people that work there, that say I'm misinformed, that, you know, they're doing all these good things. And it's kind of like you said, there are companies that have organic lines, but they're fighting to, you know, keep this under wraps because, again, it's about making money. And, you know, they'll do some good things to cover up the not so good things or the unhealthy things. And that's
right.
Just, I don't know. That's just my feeling is, you know, we're Americans. We live in a democracy, or so we're told.
So we're told. It's getting less and less that way in a way right now, because even what we see going on in our government, it seems that you can almost buy an election is what I'm getting the feeling. It feels like it's and now with unlimited money, you know, and it's fine for you to just pour millions and millions of dollars into the candidate you want and then demand that they do certain policies once you've elected them. That is really stealing our democracy away, and I don't think it's any different in the pharmaceutical industry and the food and agriculture industry. You talk about, you know, companies that they do so much bad and then they'll do a little bit of good. It's almost like the fast food industry, and then they'll turn around and have programs for physical fitness for kids, you know.
Exactly. I think that it's a, you know, for me it's about just getting the word out there. Because I think more mothers, more people, more Americans would like to be healthy. I really think that they would. And I think when you, initially before the show started, you were saying, well, some people don't even care, you know? Some
right.
people don't even care about this issue.
Right.
And my feeling is that lack of care or that complacency about it is a lack of knowledge about it, a lack of understanding how it's affecting everything that you do.
Well, once it comes into the food supply to the level that not only it already has, but it could go a lot further, it's irreversible, is my understanding. We don't even have a chance at creating health if we don't have real seeds, God-given foods. You know, people of faith talk about things, and they never talk about food.
Man thinks he's an innovative capitalist, and he thinks he's smarter than nature. But it's the biggest oxymoron, because we are nature. We come from nature. When you start to manipulate where you've come from, when you start to think that you're more clever, then, you know, that's when the earth just says, no way. Mother Nature just gets really pissed off, and nature is, you know, everything we need to live a vital, healthy, and vibrant life is in nature. And, you know, we're big proponents of encouraging people to have their own gardens, you know, and organic gardens. I mean, we have 6 raised biodynamic garden beds, and we raise our own chickens for our own eggs, and we feed them organic feed, and, you know, and we get greens from the farmer's market, and we try to encourage people to buy locally and buy organic local from farmers markets, and really try to get into that network, into that lifestyle, because like you said, big farms are all being turned over, and it's all just to make a profit. But the sad thing is those very things that they're kind of creating these cells for and seeds for and creating these pesticides for, it's working against them. They're finding that the plants are actually not responding to some of their pesticides and things like that. So it's an evil thing, because it's on their part, because nature will always figure out a way to be sustainable and healthy.
And
that's what we do.
Nature's always, like us, always striving for balance. And when you dump toxins into our bodies through not only what we eat, but, you know, we live in a more toxic world with the water, the air, the soil, our environment, and the same is happening to Mother Earth, to nature. You know, your analogy kind of reminded me, it's like a tree where the tree branches think, oh, we don't need the roots anymore. We're fine. We're beautiful. You know, enough of those roots, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that, and we often say that. We, like, trees don't wake up in the morning if they have one dead branch and go, the hell with this, I'm killing the whole thing off. That's not what nature does. Nature finds a way to be in balance, to be, you know, completely vital and healthy. And human beings are the only ones that, because of our mind, we sort of mess with ourselves, and we get unhealthy because we try to outthink what is the most simple. And that's you know, our whole thing is, how can we get back to the simplicity of growing your own food, of, you know, bartering with your neighbor who, who maybe grows tomato, you know, whatever it is. It may sound simplistic, but those simplistic values are also values that hook us up to being, number one, healthier, number two, environmental, and number three, connected to our community. And I think those are really great, you know, they're just great values to have. And I think that this kind of genetically modified world, in a way, it's like where we want to recreate and reinvent the way nature makes things, is destroying our humanity. Mm-hmm. It's destroying our health, but it's also destroying our humanity. Because it's just not the way we're meant to be. We're animals by nature, and we need to be fed by the earth. That's why we're here.
What's so important to realize is, if you look at food labels, and again, and this is only if you're not buying a whole food that's an organic food, if you look at a food label, you'll see all sorts of corn and soy ingredients. That's in a majority of packaged and processed foods now. And most of those are genetically modified ingredients.
Yeah, they're genetically modified. They're fast. They're quick. It's a cheap fix. It's just, you know, it's a way to make inexpensive food to make a lot of money. But, you know, the corn syrup thing, you know, high fructose corn syrup in this country is destroying our health as well. But that's also from genetically modified corn. And it's in the feed of our animals. And our animals are not as healthy as they could be. It's like you said, if it goes too far, there'll be no turning back. And it's really, it's kind of a dark, we sort of think of Monsanto as this sort of Darth Vader of the food world. And it's scary.
I wonder why it's not front page news. I wonder why President Obama is not doing anything to stop it. And certainly if Mitt Romney wins, which I hope he doesn't, but he's certainly, we know, is not going to do anything to stop it. It seems like somehow it's just escaping people's radar, the fact that this is irreversible once it goes too far. And if you don't have real food the way nature intended it, everything's gone. Doesn't matter about the economy. It doesn't actually, nothing matters, because that's the beginning of destroying all of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's always that question in one's mind is like, is there somebody up there at the head of our government or in the head of the world who's, you know, twisting his mustache thinking, how can I make them sick? Or, you know, how can I control them to just make them sick enough that they have to buy pharmaceuticals?
Drugs. Food Inc. is the movie that I saw that actually initially made me understand what's happening with this big issue. And what you're saying, it actually is that they want to create these situations. This is not far-fetched at all. This is happening now. And, you know, I don't know. I think that when people don't care about it, not only is it lack of knowledge, but it's not connecting dots to saying, hey, if I go in the grocery store today and I support this product with my dollars, I'm actually supporting this destructive movement, cause, company. You know, we have to connect the dots in our lives a little bit more.
When you get companies that, you know, or organizations just, you know, I mean, they're not thinking about the future. That's what just,
right.
I just don't get it. They're not thinking about the, I mean, I think they're thinking their
company, the future of the company.
Yeah, and whatever, but it's not about health. And health is really our vitality. It's, you know, it's what everybody says as they get older, at least I have my health. But it's like, why would anybody not want to be as healthy as they could possibly be if they knew they could be?
It's interesting. I mean, this is a really big subject. I hope that people listen and take it seriously. Tell us a little bit more about this film that you're trying to make and raising money for it.
Yeah, we're trying to raise money for a little film, and we wanted it to be a fictitious film, you know, like a dramatic film, a real film, rather than a documentary, because I think some people just don't respond to a documentary the same way, because sometimes it just seems like information, and, oh, what can I do about it? And, you know, there's some wonderful, like Food Inc., there's wonderful documentaries out there that talks about food in this country and how important it is to support you know, organic and all that stuff. But we wanted to create a fictitious film, you know, with kids that pulls at your heartstrings and makes you think about the story behind it. You know, because lots of times films, I mean, we just watched Secretariat and I was bawling. I was crying. It was such a great film.
Yeah.
When films have the ability to move you, and when they move you at an emotional level, that story sticks with you. Philadelphia did the same thing, and you had an understanding about AIDS back in the day, you know, whereas you didn't before. And I think that a film that has a really good story can actually get under your skin better than a documentary can. So we're really excited to just create a film that will be entertaining, a little bit scary, and you know, it's about kids kind of going after a big company and what happens to them. And we just felt that this was a great vehicle to get this information out there.
So what website can people go to? And let's talk about raising funds. If someone wants to donate, do you still need money to help fund this project?
Yes, we do. www.indiegogo.com/stopMonsanto, all one word.
Okay.
And we have, you know, we have $150,000 goal. It's, you know, obviously this is not a big budget movie.
Right.
And we've raised $32,000, you know, almost $33,000, which is awesome. And we have 19 days left. And we just really would love to have people participate and be a part of this movement of, you know, awareness and knowledge.
And you created, you have some books on your website. You have some really cool recipes, too. I saw one for green lentil pilaf with dates and yams, buckwheat, coconut flour, waffles. Cool. And you have a cookbook
out,
right?
I'm very into, like, gluten-free. I also think, you know, wheat has been, you know, tarnished in this country. So I really think that gluten has become a big thing, whereas when I grew up, like, gluten didn't bother people, but it does now because of how we process grains, and there's hormones in the soil, and there's, you know, so it's just about having, again, about that understanding. So I am passionate in my cookbook to eat locally, to eat seasonally, to eat gluten-free only because of what we do to grains in this country.
Right.
You know, so it's just about having an awareness, again, more information, so that you can have an informed decision.
And I love that, because that's, again, about connecting the dots. You realize it might not really be wheat that's the problem. It's how the soil is these days, how it's processed these days, and then it becomes a problem. So we want to try and prevent this from happening to other foods as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have one last quick question, and I was going to ask you earlier, but it didn't fit in. I was curious if you know of, if in your journey of healing and going through what you've gone through in your life, have you discovered any really great therapies that help people clear trauma from their body, whether it's transgenerational?
Oh my God, I can't believe you're asking me that. Yes, absolutely. It's called brain state technology, and it actually changed my life.
Really?
It balances your brain hemispheres through sound. It gets rid of emotional, physical, and mental trauma.
Well, wow.
Yeah, it blows. Yeah. It changed my life, because I suffered from very, you know, I had emotional trauma as a kid. I did this. My boyfriend, Bobby Williams, introduced me to it. It's called brain state technology. Simply changed my life. I went from being a depressed person to, like, I'm happy and, like, functional, totally without drugs. It's amazing. And it gets rid of physical trauma as well, if you've been, like, my boyfriend's a stuntman, so he'd fallen 100 times and thrown off motorcycles and bulls and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's an amazing, amazing technology that is so, it's kind of wonderful, and your brain loves it. It's sounds that help balance all the different hemispheres so that it can create new neural pathways in the brain that are balanced. Instead of these ways that sort of protect you that are imbalanced.
Exciting. Well, you know what? I'm going to share it then. Where can people find out more about it?
Go to brainstatetechnology.com. I think that's, you know, brainstatetechnology.
Cool. Well, thanks. I'm really glad I asked you. I'm going to include it.
Yeah. No, you're going to love it. Or it may be under brainwave optimization. I don't know.
Okay. We can check that out in Google and all that stuff. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here. Your main website link, what is that one again?
Well, I have MarielHemingway.com. I also have a site called TheWillingWay.com. My boyfriend's name is Bobby Williams, so our names together are Willingway.
Willingway.
He has the will, I have the way. Even though it's second, I'm so much more important.
Oh, wait, and Marielle Bliskets, right?
Bliskets, yes. And they are in my cookbook, Marielle's Kitchen, and I also sell Bliskets from MarielsBliskets.com. And Bliskets are spelled, you know, Marielle, MarielsBliskets.com.
Okay,
thank you so much,
and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Nice talking to you.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for being here, all of you listening. I'm Joe Davidson. This is Zentertainment Talk Radio on the web at zentertainment.org, and we'll catch you all next time.